With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Organic apple production is climbing in Washington State, up 37% in 2017 and poised to grow an estimated 16% this year. I asked Washington State University professor David Granitstein if the growth was from new growers or if existing growers were expanding their acreage or swapping conventional acreage for organic.
It's a mix. It's existing growers expanding as well as new growers and particularly some new fruit companies getting into it.
Granitstein says the growth should be slowing down.
I would say this next year, there's quite a few acres in the pipeline, and then it should drop off based on all the info that we have. And it just, you know, intuitively, this huge increase is going to put some pressure on price, and that's going to send a different message back to the production side to, you know, slow down, cool it. We're going too fast here.
Granitstein says a surprising amount of our organic apples go to the processed market.
The rough estimate for last year's crop was 10% diverted. I don't know how much went to processing, probably the majority, because there's really strong demand for organic processed products. There's all kind of new products coming out with fruit bars, this and that, and many of them have fruit as ingredients, and apple is a very common ingredient. So there has been a really good processing market for them.
Granitstein says Washington is one of the best places in the world to grow organic apples, due in large part to the fact that we don't have apple scab. Hi, and welcome back to another edition of Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent USA. And with us again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we're talking about frost protection and how to manage crops and avoid damage.
Frost prevention can be tricky when Mother Nature doesn't play nicely. Early frosts in the autumn can severely injure a tree because dormancy hasn't been reached yet. Sometimes below freezing temperatures can kill trees, especially if recently pruned.
So is there a difference between apples and pears?
Pear growing areas became just that when cold temperatures knocked out most of the apple trees, with the pear trees surviving. Spring frost can kill or damage fruit buds once they have broken dormancy. Freezing ruptures the cells and scorches the plant tissue. That's why you see those wind machines in low-lying areas. The cold air sinks into those low spots, creating an inversion. The frost fans move and mix the air to prevent damage.
Well, that's great, Allison. Join us every week for Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent USA. Until next time, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.